You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
You're on the radio program that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Hey, welcome in, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. And I'm Joe Galewski. Good to have you here today. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. Email is udocs@gmail.com. We've got some email questions Dr. Mike will handle here in a minute. And good to have you with us. Now, listen, we're spreading the news today, and I hope you're as excited as we are that we are now on iHeartRadio Talk. Now, iHeartRadio Talk's a great way to experience your favorite shows like this one and personalities like Dr. Mike and hear what's going on in the world of health today. So what you do is add Radio MD or You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and update station that you can customize. And you can try it out for free. You go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app or use it on the web. For example, if you use it on the web, click Talk in the main menu and then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're excited, and I hope you are too. iHeartRadio Talk and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show is part of that. At 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? If you have a skin rash, we have something for you to blame it on. Could be a lotion or deodorant. Also, toxic hair dyes. Dr. Ginsberg wants to say a few things about that. School lunches, we'll talk about those. And the green buildings of the future, the smog fighting green buildings of the future. That'll be Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. Let's get into the Pepsi class action lawsuit, Dr. Mike, a $9 million class action lawsuit that PepsiCo is involved in. What are the details?
Well, what do you think? Are naked juices all natural?
Naked juices meaning no gunk in them, no preservatives, no bad stuff in them?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about. So this was a lawsuit filed by a number of both environmental and individuals looking at naked juices. And naked juices is a brand of juice, in case you're not familiar, that Pepsi has marketed. And there are a number of things that came up. So the FDA warned 15 companies about their claims on fraudulent products. The FDA has warned about menthol cigarettes. This one is a study. This is a group of potential products that have a, a label of all natural, but they aren't. And so the threat of this $9 million lawsuit got, and it wasn't a threat, they actually filed the lawsuit. But when they did that, the Pepsi stopped the action.
Okay, when something is considered or called or labeled natural, you should probably look at what's in the bottle, what's in the box that may indicate it's not. What are some things you look for when you read a label, and even if it says all natural?
Well, you know, even if it's all natural, we don't consider it naturally or perfectly good, because remember, arsenic and cyanide are all natural. But the what you look for is there a list of ingredients, and what's in the ingredients? Is it flavors? So in this case, Pepsi gave the false impression, is the lawsuit, that beverages vitamin content was due to nutritious fruits and juices rather than added synthetic compounds such as calcium pantothenate, fibersol 2, a synthetic digestion resistant fiber produced by Archer Daniel Midland, fructooligosaccharides, inulin, etc. So there were 11 different chemicals in some of these naked fruit naked juice containers. But in fact, some of them are really good and healthy. So the fact that they had to drop the all-natural label doesn't mean that the product isn't good. Conversely, something that is all natural, doesn't, such as you could have cyanide or arsenic, doesn't mean it is all good. So look, actually read the ingredient label, and if it's got things you don't recognize the name of and you can't look up easily, then I would say avoid it.
Hey, before I came in to do the show today, I was watching an infomercial, a 30-minute infomercial about a juicer. You like those things? Are those good things, juicers, where you cram all the fruits and vegetables in this thing and kind of meshes it all up and it comes out a juice?
You know, I like eating the raw fruit, but in fact, when you go to or the raw vegetables, one of the problems with juicers is that you can get too much sugar and don't get enough of the fiber, and so you absorb the sugar too fast and you raise your blood sugar level. But if you have a lot of vegetables in there, such as kale and the green vegetables, you tend not to raise the blood sugar too fast, and it is very effective, and they're wonderful things. So you can both, I suppose it's like a knife. You can misuse it by stabbing someone, or you can use it really effectively to cut up vegetables and make them more desirable. So I look at it as you can do good or bad. We usually teach how to juice, if you will, but juice with fruit, and juice with vegetables more than with fruit.
How about an email from Marie in New Haven, Connecticut? Marie wants to know, well, she says, I'm upset with how many kids, including mine, and how many parents, including me, are overweight and out of shape. I'd like to get something started in our community to help fight this. Any suggestions on how to begin?
You know, the answer, if you will, is it's very tough to begin. And Joe, when you ask me these questions, you're going to have to give me a better hint on where where they're from, because, such as the date they came from, so that I can, at least which one, because I've answered these, and I don't want to give an answer on the phone, on the radio, that is different than I answered it individually to Marie. So, give me a hint.
That's interesting to me because you have one of the most photographic minds I've ever met, I've ever known. Is there a date on this? I don't know if I see a date on the question.
Okay, well you can. Well, anyway, go ahead. Try me in another one.
Okay, question number two. Let's pick one here. I'm six. This is from Darlene in Charlotte. Let's get this one in. Darlene says, I'm 60 pounds overweight and have type 2 diabetes. I want to get healthier, but I just read that it doesn't matter what I do, I'm still headed for health problems. Is it really a waste of time to diet and exercise? That's from Darlene.
Well, Darlene, it isn't a waste of time because there are a lot of complications that occur with diabetes, and chronically high blood sugar damages your cardiovascular system and your nervous system, and over time your blood can't deliver the healing oxygen, nutrients, and immune system factors that lower your blood sugar and that make all the complications less common. So in fact, it really does matter if you lose belly fat and if you do a little more physical activity. Both of those things decrease your blood sugar and decrease your complication rates. So I think it is, how do I say this, Darlene, but it is really important for you to try and get your blood sugar and your hemoglobin A1C under control, because you'll feel healthier in the long run.
Okay, Darlene, thank you. Now listen, if you have a question for Dr. Mike, you can just email it to us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and we'll get the answer on, and you'll be ready to roll. All right, Dr. Gary Ginsberg is up next. He's our toxicologist. What may cause your skin rash? Could be something involving a lotion or a deodorant. How about school lunches? Are we making any progress in making school lunches for the kids any better? And the smog-fighting green buildings of the future and more with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth, and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And don't forget to check us out on iHeartRadio Talk now. iHeartRadio Talk, we're a proud member of that family now. That's exciting news. Time now for What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg checks in every week at this time. Hey, thank you for coming on. This one hits close to home about skin rashes. It could be a lotion or a deodorant. I got a little red skin patch going there in the underarms. Could that be the reason?
Well, you know, this time of the year, people sweat a lot. And so whenever you get an extra buildup of moisture, it could just be from a little fungus. But it could also be that, and there's an increasing trend for skin rashes coming from our personal care products. More and more dermatologists are finding people are allergic to their lotions and to their deodorant. And so something you're rubbing on your skin that you want to moisturize and soften and keep you looking young could actually be a source of a rash. And they think, Mike and Joe, that they know what the culprit is. There's a chemical that has recently been identified as a fairly strong irritant and sensitizer, which means it raises an immunological reaction in your skin. It's called methyl isothiazolidine. And I'm not expecting people to remember that. Sometimes it's abbreviated as MI. I'm not expecting people to remember that. If you want to look for an ingredient on a label, if you see isothiazolidine or anything that looks like that, you might want to, you know, think twice, especially if you are having rashes with your current products and you're not sure what it's coming from. It could well be that. The recent patch testing has shown that 10% of people are allergic to this chemical, and it may just be increasing as it gets increasing exposure in the population. So,
where is it used, Gary?
It's as a preservative that's replacing parabens in products. Remember how I've talked about parabens on the show as being something to watch out for in lotions and deodorants and shampoo? And parabens, we talked about as being estrogenic. Well, they put in this isothiazolidine, which is an antibacterial, to preserve it, and, you know, lo and behold, it's having some problems there as well. So you might want to look for that on the label. If you're having skin rashes, any skin problems, talk to your dermatologist, of course. Let him look it up, look up your product, and see if maybe that's a no-go zone for you, especially if these rashes seem to happen after 6 to 12 hours after you use certain products.
I don't get it with the spray on. I get it with the rub on. I don't know if there's a difference or not.
It could well be a formulation difference, yeah. It could well be. Yep.
Toxic hair dyes, Gary. Tell us more about what you know about that.
Yeah, Joe, this is almost the same story, but just in a different form. Your skin, your hair, your body can react. Not your hair so much, but your skin and the rest of your body can have a rejection reaction to chemicals. And that's what we just talked about in lotions, but hair dye has strong chemicals that are meant to be reacting with your hair, but they can also react with your skin and raise an immunological reaction there as well. This has been known for a long time, but recently two women died. I'm not talking about just a mild reaction here. I'm talking about people who had a shock reaction, anaphylactic shock type reaction from using hair dye. So a few hours after they used the dye, they went into a shock reaction, and these two women didn't survive. And so that made not only the dermatology community but the medical community overall take a closer look. The European, this happened in England, so the European Union, their health commission looked at what might be going on. They identified 36 different dyes that are commonly used in hair products that are a concern, a strong concern for them because of the reactivity, the immunological reactivity.
Now is this new or is this, I mean, in other words, we don't see a lot of problems from hair dyes. I can't remember seeing one in the emergency room.
The formulations are always changing. So this could be a new phenomenon. This is an emerging issue in Europe, so it may be that the formulations there may be a little different. But the important thing, Mike, is that when if you do decide to continue, not go natural and use these products, you should always, always, always do the allergy patch test that they say to do before you use the rest of the bottle. So they tell you to apply a small amount on some skin, and if it starts burning and irritating, don't use the rest of it.
How often should you do that? In other words, we've got an email from someone who's just listening to us, and she said, I do this once every 3 weeks at home, How often, I put on hair dye, she said, how often do they change the instructions? How often should I do this patch test? I don't want to do it every 3 weeks.
Yeah, no.
And that's a Denise,
same,
so we have to thank Denise for this.
Right. Denise, you know, if you're using the same product, tried and true, you never have a problem with it, it's probably okay to do the patch test once every couple of months just to play it safe and make sure that they're not sneaking something in that they decide is either cheaper or will look better on you. But especially if you're using a new product.
Once every 2 months, that's pretty darn often. How about once every 2 years?
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to take a chance like that. Number one, for two reasons. One is because you could develop a reactivity against it, and so that your immune system may be slowly building up a sensitivity that could have a crescendo effect. So you want to do the patch test. They recommend every time. And I'm not going to really go against, you know, they're covering their butt when they say that, but I'm not going to really go against them. And if you have a problem, then you can come and say, well, Dr. G said, I don't need to do it every time. So you really, to play it safe, you should do it every time. It's up to you. If you want to go light on that, I still wouldn't let it go for more than once every couple of months.
Now, one more topic in this segment, Dr. Ginsburg. School kids are dying because of their school lunches. What's going on? Where?
Oh, my goodness. This was one of those stories that just makes you feel sick to your stomach, whether you're a mother, a father, or a toxicologist. You hate to see this. 23 school kids at lunch time in India became acutely ill from a supplied school lunch that was poisoned with pesticide, and they died. The others got ill. 23 died. Many others got ill and went to the hospital. What happened was that in India, in this part of northern India, the pesticide cans are a good, solid, sturdy metal can with a deliver pesticide in. Well, once the farmer is done using the pesticide, the can may sit around the village, and somebody else may come along and store grain, rice in it. And so they don't do a great job of cleaning these cans out. It should really be up to the manufacturer to come back, or whoever the distributor is of these potent pesticides, to come back and collect these cans and make sure they get reclaimed and recycled rather than going into food storage. And that's what happened. So this is one of these third world stories where our heart goes out to all these kids. It's happened in India where Bhopal happened many years ago, and they've got a toxic legacy there. And who knows how many other kids are getting more subtly poisoned by old pesticide cans that are laying around villages, the residue in the can, and people come along and stuff food in it because they either don't know what that can was. The can may be in English, and they don't speak or read English. So there's a lot of issues with pesticides in the third world, much more heavily used, much less regulated than here.
That's rough stuff. That's
Gary, can you hang around for the first segment in the next hour to talk about this, the good news, which is about a smog-clearing building?
Yeah, and you know what? The good thing about that story, I will, is that it's a follow-up to something we talked about last week.
All right, we'll be back with Dr. Gary Ginsburg. We continue on with you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Well, Arthur can't be here this week, but we've held Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not, over? Because I had the last story that he had was the best in my mind. It was a story about anti-smog buildings. That's right. Buildings that cure smog could be the answer as pollution soars. So, Gary, what's the story behind the story?
Right, Mike. Well, this is a follow-up to last week when we were talking about all the ozone that was from the heat waves we were getting here in the Northeast. And the fact that in droughts, plants actually absorb less ozone out of the atmosphere because they close up their stomata. And you said, well, why don't we put plants up in the air where the ozone is? And I wanted to follow up and say buildings are actually becoming pretty good absorbers of ozone. So we have green buildings. There are actually some buildings around cities now that have a wall of green foliage growing on the side of the wall purposefully, planted from the ground up and growing along the side of it that doesn't damage the structure of the building. They're grown on a surface that doesn't hurt the building. So that will absorb a lot of ozone. And now they're coming up with building materials that on the outside, you know, aluminum mixed up with other materials and metals that will actually chemically react out the ozone at very high rates and will actually tend to lower atmospheric ozone before it has a chance to settle in our lungs. So So look, the best solution to smog is to have better cars, more mass transit, less emissions from our tailpipes would be wonderful. But we also need to do whatever we can to protect our lungs. And if we could have green buildings that absorb ozone out of the air through new designs that are low emitting, they themselves have to be low off gassing. We don't want them to contribute to the problem. But if they could absorb some nitric oxide out of the air or smog itself, that can be a huge savings for our respiratory health.
Now, Emma has just emailed you, Gary, and says if it can grab ozone, can some of these plants or some other things or some sponge-like substance that you put on the top of a building grab particulate matter? Is anybody working on that?
Emma, that's a great thought, but no, the particulate matter traps, you need to have ultra-fine membranes that can really hold that back, and or something other, like you're thinking some kind of a sponge material that would absorb it. And it's not a chemical reaction like it's smog. Particulates need to be trapped. And so far, I have not seen any developments, but if I find any along those lines, I certainly will make a note of bringing it back to the show.
So I'm not as enthused about this story as I was, but ozone's a big deal, but not as big
deal.
As ozone and smog.
Right, exactly. ozone is smog, Mike. It's not as big as ozone and particulates.
Okay, so the particulates, not as good as ozone and the particulates.
Right.
So, Gary, I want you to bring that back next week when you find the solution.
I might have to go out and invent it myself, Mike.
That's a good thing if you can do it in a week.
Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you. And now on, we have joining us Bridget. Bridget, who's
Hello.
Often here in the studio. Bridget, how's it sound?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Now, you're going to talk about...
Perfect.
Bridget is someone who's a nutritionist and a dietitian, and I want you to talk about, since we're in the YouBeauty.com segment, what foods are best for beauty? We got asked this question by a number of people in the last 3 weeks. Susan is the one whose email I'm looking at right now. So Susan W., who is actually from New England, from Massachusetts, asked, what are the best foods? I hear all kinds of things on the radio and TV and in newspapers about what foods to eat to keep myself looking younger. What's the truth?
Okay, so wait, I have to just first say, Dr. Royzen, I'm a soon-to-be dietitian, so let's hope that I'll pass my exam when it comes. But I think that it's a great question because so many people are so focused on food for weight loss when they don't realize a lot of times that the foods that you're choosing provide nutrients that can actually make you appear more beautiful and promote beauty. So, Susan, that's a great question. I've worked with the dietitian at the Wellness Institute on writing a few stories about it, and certain foods that are really great for making you appear younger are foods that are high in vitamin C. It helps make your skin look smoother and less wrinkled. And so foods that are rich in vitamin C are kiwis, spinach, a lot of the leafy greens, oranges, grapefruit, things like that.
Now, are leafy greens ever bad for anything? I mean, we use leafy greens for they're good for your eyes, they're good for your brain, they're good for your bones, they're good for your heart. Is there anything they aren't good for?
Not that I can think of right now. Are you thinking of something?
No. I was just wondering. So leafy greens are probably the most stable thing that we should have in our... So collards and kale and spinach, and they may not taste sweet enough, but learn how to cook them. You can use spices and herbs that you like, and you got to experiment with them and experiment with different cooking techniques. And we should do that on the show one day soon, Bridget. So go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that would be really fun. We should do that one time back in Cleveland with you. We'll definitely plan for that. So That's a good point, that a leafy greens, there's no harm to. There's just really only benefits from. There's so many benefits. And foods like kale that are high in beta-carotene, people usually just think of the orange fruits and vegetables like pumpkins and cantaloupe and carrots that are high in beta-carotene that are good for your eye health and also for your skin. But kale is a leafy green that's a great source of that, too. And spinach, like I said, is high in vitamin C, but the great thing about spinach is that it's also high in iron. So iron, vitamin C needs iron in order to be absorbed well, or iron needs vitamin C in order to be absorbed well. So it helps once they're connected together in the body. It helps with collagen metabolism. That helps the skin appear tighter and more firm and less saggy and wrinkled. So that's a good thing, too, that everyone wants, right?
Absolutely.
So another one of my favorite foods for beauty are blackberries. And Kristen Kirkpatrick, who's the dietitian of the Wellness Institute, wrote a great article on Health Hub, the Cleveland Clinic Health Hub website, about blackberries and how they have the highest ORAC score. And ORAC basically measures the antioxidant absorption of foods. So blackberries are basically, for the calories that you're getting, they're the highest in antioxidants. So those help with beauty a lot because they reduce inflammation and then help with the pigmentation and the overall beauty of your skin. And also chia seeds are great for beauty too. I throw chia seeds on my cereal in the morning if I have oatmeal or like rice chex, then I'll add some blackberries and strawberries and some chia seed because chia seed has the omega-3s that Dr. Roizen loves, and that's why he looks so young because he eats so much of it. But those are good for your skin, for your hair, for your nails, for overall beauty in general.
So chia seeds and walnuts and avocados and flaxseed, all of those contain omega-3s that help your skin look younger and keep your skin looking. It doesn't just look younger, it makes your skin younger. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your questions. We have a question from someone. I have no problem chewing food, but when I open my jaw wide, there's a grinding noise and some pain. So Andrew will talk to that question and a number of others when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, as well as our tip of the week. We'll be right back.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that. And then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank,
I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike with Bridget today because we're left alone by Arthur Perry. He's flown the coop and he's someplace in Connecticut just laughing and scratching, so to speak, and having fun. But we're having fun on the show. But this is a question sent in, an email question sent in by Andrew of New York. But before I do, Andrew's on jaw pain. Bridget, what country wouldn't you expect to be getting fat that has now joined the ranks of the fattest countries in the world?
Well, I remember reading something about how Australia is getting fatter, and it is one that I would never expect because I always view, I've never been to Australia, but I always think of them as like these really healthy, outdoor, active people that just, I don't know, swim and surf and do a bunch of stuff outside and are active. Am I right?
That's right. Australia and New Zealand are now overtaking the United States in obesity rates. Amazing. This is a question from Andrew in New York. I have no problem chewing food, but when I open my jaw wide, there's a grinding nose and some pain. I've noticed a reduced range of motion in my jaw. What causes this and what can be done? Well, Andrew, grinding sounds belong on construction sites, not in your jaw. What's probably causing the irritating sound effect, pain in your semi-locked jaws, trouble in your what we call TMJ, or temporomandibular joint. That's the hard-working hinge that connects your jaw to the side of your head. You use it for talking, yawning, eating, in other words, everything. You're actually kind of lucky. Some people have much worse symptoms. They hear clicking and popping, have muscle spasms when they yawn, get aches in their head, neck, back, and mouth, and occasionally even crack or break a tooth. So if your dentist can confirm that TMD or TMJ is causing your complaints, if so, it's very responsive to loads of things that don't require dental insurance, like ice and hot packs, stress reduction techniques. So we have a great program called Stress Free Now on the ClevelandClinic.com website. that I've been taking again and again because it's wonderful. Or you can actually get a dental night guard that helps stabilizes your jaw joint. In rare cases, sometimes surgery is recommended, but usually not. This is another question. This is a guy who sent this in. This is a surprising question because the guy is sending a question in about a problem his wife is having. Recently, my wife had a reaction to protein shakes. After 2 weeks of drinking one daily, her lips became very chapped and peeled to the point of bleeding. She consulted a nutritionist who said the shakes are toxic because they contain soy protein isolate and calcium caseinate. Can that possibly be true, said Jeff. Well, Jeff, by now, hopefully you've got the answer because your wife has hopefully stopped having the shakes. It really depends on toxic. So it's not really toxic unless it's raw sewage or radioactive waste usually. But cracked or peeling skin suggests she's allergic to either the soy protein or the calcium caseinate is actually milk protein. Those are the two ingredients you mentioned. And both soy and milk are very common allergens. So what she's got is an allergen to that. You know, what's really common, though, is an allergy to lipstick and one of the substances in lipstick. So make sure that that isn't it, that she hasn't changed her lipstick at the same time. And by the way, if you want a great, great, if you will, protein drink or a great drink in the morning, you should try the Udox Green Drink. So I get it fed it every time I'm over at Mehmet's. It's a lot of green leafy vegetables with a little apple and some other stuff mixed in. It's all wonderful, and none of them are allergens. And don't have them when you're at Dr. Oz's house because he throws in some of this horrible cod liver oil. So I don't make it with cod liver oil, but he does. So he gets his DHA from both DHA and cod liver oil. As well as he throws in some good old fiber in there in the form of a tablespoon of Metamucil per, if you will, jug of the green drink. In any case...
And one thing just to add, sorry to cut you off, but just a simple thing of like making sure that his wife isn't dehydrated and that she's getting enough fluids, like water, and even you can get... water from fruits and vegetables, but to make sure that her fluid consumption is enough, because one of the first signs of dehydration is the chapped and peeling lips.
Good point. Right? Excellent point. And now we're going to go to the real age tip of the week. And this is calcium where you least expect it. If you don't do dairy or dairy doesn't agree with you, it's easy to get your calcium in pills. Now, you say, well, what happens if I don't want to take pills? And in fact, you probably don't want to take more than 600 milligrams a day in pills because it increases prostate cancer risk and the severity of prostate cancer. And what's found for prostate cancer usually ends up being found for breast cancer. So avoid more than 600 milligrams of calcium, and we like calcium citrate because it's much better absorbed. So don't take more than 600 milligrams in pills. How do you get it? Well, go fishing. One can of sardines supplies 370 milligrams. That's much more than a glass of 1% or 0% milk. These little fish are also busting with omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D3, which helps you absorb the calcium. Now, mineral waters contain 108 milligrams of calcium per cup. That's another good source. But the best are building smarter lunch salads. Salad bars are full of it. One cup of spinach, 30 milligrams of calcium. Romaine, 15 milligrams. Broccoli, 43 milligrams. Navy beans, 62 milligrams. Sesame seeds, 176 milligrams. Plus, those are just wonderful because they have other great nutrients. And a bonus, after you've had the salad, take a walk. Even if you're getting plenty of calcium, your body may be slow on the uptake. You need vitamin D3 to deposit the calcium where it's needed most in your bones. But there are few foods that contain vitamin D3. Your skin, however, quickly makes it, especially in the summer when it's exposed to sunlight. About 10 minutes of exposure every day of the week is all you need. That's the main reason something as simple as getting a safe amount of sun can make your real age younger. The real age benefit for a little sun, 10 minutes a day, and the calcium, 600 milligrams a day, 1.7 years younger. And that, Bridget and listeners, is the real age tip of the week. Now, Sonar, do we have time for another question? We're going to run out of time. So we have another great show and wonderful guests lined up next week, two Real Age Tip of the Weeks, and we're going to handle more of your email questions. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on now iHeart Talk Radio. Radio MD, stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks, honey. Proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julian and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to ParentsGuideCordBlood.org to learn more.